With so much to consider, how do you know where to start?
What an excellent question, John. It is just so common to have a client ask us along and to establish there is no clarity on what the outcome is they want to achieve. So firstly, let's not overcomplicate this. Our starting point as negotiators needs to be having total clarity on the outcome we want to achieve. There's no point going to the negotiating table unclear on what you want and then expecting the other side to understand how they can help you achieve it. It's only once you've got that clarity on what it is you want to achieve that you can start to apply the key points we covered today. And let's recap those, John. People negotiate because there's an outcome they want to achieve, and they do this with another party because they have overlapping needs. And it's that area where the needs overlap that we hear the term in negotiations, common ground. This should be the focus of where you build the negotiation from, because it's here in this common ground that you have a basis to reach your outcome. You should also expect during these negotiations to encounter tender and tough negotiators. What really matters to us as negotiators is that we choose the behaviour or the style that suits the situation. We're not here to say that it's inappropriate to use tough language or tough body language. We are here to highlight you have a choice in the behaviour you choose. And once we've decided which is the appropriate behaviour, we then want to take control of the negotiation's atmospherics. This included considering the place, the time, and the mood that we want to create. And finally, when we remember that power is perceived, we will recognise that we have many ways that we can shift the balance of power. So the cliche, John, is that knowing and doing are two different things. And the challenge that we'd like to give to the listeners is the challenge of doing. Find an environment which is not overly threatening and not highly risky, and start to experiment in these variables and trying to take control of them. After all, this is a journey in a life skill, not just a professional skill. The more you master this, the better the commercial outcome and the greater the ability to enhance the relationship. John, it's been a pleasure, and let's hope we can chat again with our listeners soon.
You've been listening to Wayne Harrison, leading edge negotiating strategist from the globally renowned ENS International, on the attributes of highly skilled negotiators and influencers. This audio seminar is one in a series brought to you monthly by the International Institute of Directors and Managers. To acknowledge meeting your continuous professional development requirement, I remind you to complete the audio seminar response sheet, which you can access on the website, and then submit to the International Institute of Directors and Managers. Thank you for listening.